Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness. Brought to you by Forever Family Foundation, on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name, the echo is haunting, the echo is always the same. I call your name, the echo is haunting, an echo can never be changed, so I call your name.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Joe Peretta, and I will be your new host for this evening and for many evenings to come. We'll be taking a call live on air in just a minute to bring through some messages from your loved ones in spirit. So please do give us a call here on the show at 1-888-627-6008. And if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best possible reception, because sometimes cell phones can be a little bit screwy. Our sponsor tonight for this show is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories. And you can visit them online at hugsfromheaven.com. And that's Hugs spelled H-U-G-Z. Our guest medium tonight is Joe Scheel, and he'll be joining us in just a few minutes. But first, I have some quick updates. If you're a Netflix subscriber, there's a new Netflix series which began streaming on January 6th called Surviving Death, and the Forever Family Foundation is actually featured in the fourth episode of the show, which I'm sure most of you have watched already, but if not, definitely go check it out. You'll get to see the founders of the foundation, some of our volunteers, and some of our mediums in this very, very interesting series, and I do believe, if my memory serves me correctly, that our guest tonight was actually on the fourth episode, so you can look forward to seeing more of him. Also coming up this summer, our summer grief retreat is taking place July 16th to July 18th, which was also featured on the Netflix series Surviving Death, and it's a very special weekend, all-inclusive, and it includes like-minded people and experienced facilitators coming together to share, learn, explore, and discover. This retreat is being held in an intimate center within a beautiful setting and features a combination of small breakout sessions, general presentations, and plenty of chances for you to have a reading personally, all designed to open minds to the reality that there is life beyond physical death. This retreat is limited to a maximum of 50 attendees, and it's actually almost full. So if anyone out there listening is thinking of attending, definitely get those tickets sooner than later, because we're filling up pretty quickly. And last but not least, there's a new book out by the founder of Forever Family Foundation, Bob Ginsberg, Robert Ginsberg, full name. And the name of the book is The Medium Explosion, A Guide to Navigating the World of Those Who Claim to Communicate with the Dead. It's a great book. I've read it myself, and it really does give a good look inside, sort of behind the scenes, what goes on with tested mediums and how we've been all certified, what the process is like, and almost more importantly, Bob in the book teaches you what to look out for, because not all mediums, unfortunately, are legitimate. Several mediums with the Forever Family Foundation also contributed stories to this book, and all the profits of the book, yes, all of them, will go right back into the Forever Family Foundation. So pick up a copy. I think you'll really, really enjoy it. For more information about us, please go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Okay, so let's get to our show. So tonight is Mediums and Messages, and, you know, it's here on Signs of Life Radio. And all the mediums who are guests and myself on the show have been certified through the Forever Family Foundation. And you can get more information about all of our mediums that have been tested and certified through the foundation at our website. We'll be taking calls in just a few moments, and we do look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us, if you haven't already, at 1-888-627-6008. So without further ado, let me introduce our guest. Our guest tonight is Joe Scheel, and in addition to his work as an evidential psychic medium, Joe is also a spirit artist, as well as an award-winning teacher. He's a Reiki master, a healer, and a spiritual advisor. Joe is also an ordained minister, as well as an instructor at the Journey Within Church in New Jersey, and he's a registered medium in Lilydale, New York. And I'm so happy to have him as my first guest and guinea pig as the host, new host of this show. So, hey, Joe, how's it going?
It's going great, Joe. Glad to be the guinea pig. It's okay.
Thank you.
You sound great. You sound like you're doing a great job. Fantastic.
Well, thank you. Yeah. I have a little bit of a script to follow, so I'm cheating. I'm glad you're excited. Cool. So, Joe, I have seen you read so many times. We've worked together on I don't know, four or five events at this point in our work with Forever Family. And I'm always so impressed by your spirit art, and I'm sure you get this question all the time, but for my own curiosity and anyone else listening, how did you get started doing your spirit art?
Oh, well, I guess I could go way back and tell you that I started with spirit art when I was a little child. I mean, like 5 years old or so, I can remember stories about me drawing people and knowing what their names were and then that they had passed. And my house would fill up with priests and nuns because my mother and father were freaking out over it. But really, it became about to really be understood when I was in the seminary to become a permanent deacon in the Catholic Church, and then I was in the library one night, and I'm dyslexic, so I have I have difficulty staying awake when I'm reading if I don't do something else. So I doodle a lot, and I was drawing pictures. I always draw pictures of people, so I was drawing a picture of a person, and the guy behind me said, "Hey, why are you drawing my uncle?" You know, and I said, "You know, we're in the library here, buddy." You know,
You're like, "What are you talking about?"
Yeah, he started freaking out, and so he started freaking me out, and he goes, "Nick, my uncle, why did you draw me?" I said, "Look, I don't know." I said, "Would you like the picture?" He goes, "Yeah." And I said, "Here." I said, "Tom seemed like a nice guy. He can help." He goes, "How'd you know his name?" And at the time, I just flipped out. You know, I packed up my books and went home, and I was upset because I didn't know what it was, and I didn't know why I was able to do it. And I was kind of shy from doing it for a while because I wanted to find out more. I mean, I went to psychiatrists, psychologists, everybody. Every priest I knew, every rabbi I knew.
Right.
And I decided, you know, what's up with me, basically. And for the most part, people were very kind to me and very nice to me. And they said, you know, look, you've got some kind of a gift, some kind of something that's going on. You ought to check it out. And I didn't know where to go or what to do, but I did. I started to meet people, and I started to work with a shaman and the mediums and everything, trying to figure all this out. And I thought most of it was junk, and I thought most of it was like, I don't want to be part of it. But I started to meet some people that were really authentic to me. And I went with this one lady, and I was doing fairs, like, you know, these international psychic fairs.
Right.
And I felt like I was in a carnival, like a sideshow act or something. And I didn't.
I
was like really freaking out over it, but I paid my dues. How's that? And then, as I was doing that, we got snowed in one time, and it was supposed to be this big, huge weekend, but we couldn't go anywhere out of the hotel. We were all snowed in, and nobody came. So it was just a bunch of mediums and a couple of the vendors, and so I decided to say, you know, try it. So I started doing the spirit art there, and it permanently became part of what I do, and it morphed into something better and then more. So I do the multiple drawings now, with, you know, drawn as many as 25 family members in spirit all in one sitting, and then I started doing the single drawings because it's just a little bit more concentration. But I had helps from other friends that were mediums, and you know, they kind of helped me to. I didn't know how to draw less people, in other words. And
right.
I think it was Rita Berkowitz, a friend of mine, said, you know, just tell them to sit still. And I said, oh yeah, why can't I talk to them?
Good
right
idea.
There?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like duh. So
you don't think of.
Right. Yeah. So, anyways, I started drawing single pictures, and you know, I've been doing it for years and years now, and it's been a blessing. I used to have a quote on my cards. I don't know, it's like, probably like a little real estate agent or something. I have my little flag with that line that said, "Drawn back to life, you know, through drawing people on the other side or something." And people said, "Oh, well, that's cute," you know. And I said, "No, that's real." And what I meant by that was, it's not that I'm drawing the people in spirit back to life, but that that actually by doing this work and being reverent towards it and doing it for real with people and helping people that are grieving and everything else, that I was drawn back to life. You know, I was drawn to somebody better in my own life and drawn to live a different life than I had been living for my younger years, you know.
Right.
And so it just came about that way. And today it's the reason I have so much respect for it. It's because it saved my own life.
Right. Well, I love that. And you know what? I hear that so often from a lot of mediums. I know you know probably more mediums than I do, being connected to Lilydale. And our work does help us, like, more than people realize it does. Like, it's not, I hate to say it, but we're not always so selfless. You know, sometimes it we get a lot out of it, just like other people do, too. It's healing for everybody involved, you know? So I think that's
yeah,
really cool. And we have a few more minutes, so I have sort of another follow-up question. So, Joe, do you ever, like, I'm sure you draw and paint and do art on your own outside of your readings, right?
I do. And go ahead.
Now, I was just going to say, do you ever find, like, where you're just trying to, I don't know, paint a landscape or something, and then all of a sudden, like, somebody's grandmother that you have to read next week is trying to, like, have you draw her? You know what I mean? Like, do they interrupt your actual art, or can you sort of, channel it to a different place?
No, there's a reason that happens, and it does happen. And often, I think some of my better paintings, my better oil paintings and fine art, are mm-hmm. because I've blended with somebody who really knows how to paint, you know?
Right. I would imagine.
The medium's mind, the mind that you and I use to create these contexts, to blend with the spirit world and kind of receive things through our senses, that same mind is the artist mind. It's the mind of the jazz musician. It's the mind of the artist. It's the mind of the writer, the great writer, the poet,
right.
You know, it's the same mind. So
right.
When we're in that,
I say that all the time. It's so funny.
Yeah. Because we're in our altered states, it's an easy in-between world for the spirit to connect with us. And so, why not take advantage of the phone booth, as they say, which is
right.
Us. Yeah.
Right. No, but, you know, it's so true. Just recently, I was listening to, I don't know who, I was listening to a podcast. I think it was with Questlove from The Roots. And I forget who he had on. And the way that all of these musicians were talking about how they came up with, like, a hit song or this idea or that idea,
right.
I was like, I don't think they're doing anything different from what we do with mediums, really.
I agree with you. I mean, some of the best poetry I've ever written, some of the best songs I've ever written, I mean, come out in 3 minutes flat. They're there. They're there.
Right.
They're just
exactly.
It's not like I labored over them or anything. It's like, and you know, when we talk about being inspired, the word inspired means in fact that it means in spirit.
Right.
So
we're in
that spirit, and we're connected to that spiritual world that is really a world of intelligence, a much higher, greater world that can bring us to that inspired place or that place that would be meaningful and helpful for the world.
Right, exactly. Very, very well said. And for anyone who's trying to make a connection, your art or your music or whatever, writing, anyone who's listening, that could be the doorway. All right, Joseph, good talk. Love that. So we have to get to the phone line. So for anyone who's just tuning in, our guest tonight is Joe Scheel. And please do be sure to check out Joe's work at josephscheel.com. That is your website, right, Joe? Just making sure.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, good.
That's
what I had on file, but I just on air got to make sure that everybody can find your handsome face and make a book a reading with you. Okay, cool. So let's get to our phone lines now. Are you ready, Joe? You all sent in and ready to go? Cool. So
okay,
I believe we have Nancy from New York on the line. Nancy, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Nancy. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Hi, Nancy.
Good.
Hi.
Thank you. So, Nancy, did you want to have a mini reading with Joe, or did you have a question for us?
I would love a mini reading.
Awesome.
Okay.
I'll turn you over to Joe.
Thank you, Nancy.
Thank you.
So, yeah, thank you very much. Let me just get into my little zone here. You know, Nancy, as I'm here with you right now, I feel like there's a woman in spirit that is kind of formidable. You know, she's not a little bit of a thing that's going to blow away in the breeze, but she's not real tall, but she's strong in her character, and I feel like she's coming through. And as she comes through, I feel like that she's with me for you, and I want to talk about. I've drawn this a lot of times, but I'm almost like drawing down a rose on my notepad in front of me. And as I say that, I feel like there may even be the name of that with it. But I want to talk about either and I'm not one to bring in grandmothers, but this does feel grandmotherly to me. It feels like somebody that would have known things around, very matriarchal, and would have taken care of the family and would have been having me on guard, if you will, if I was around. You know, I'm the stranger, so she'd want to know who I was. And Nancy, there's a sense that there's a number of things in the family that go along with that, that she kind of, she's kind of received somebody else in spirit that she wants you to know is okay. And I heard the word younger, so I want to mention that as well. So I want you to know that there's more than one person here, but this person comes through to contact me first. If you were also to understand this, you would understand that as I come close to her, she looks to me like she had shortened her hair over time, and that she had a rounded face, but very, very good looking woman. And she talks to me about she was a hit when she was younger. You know, I don't think she's
yes.
super elderly. Would you understand this, Nancy?
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you so much. And I want you to know that. As I'm feeling all this emotion towards you, I want you to know that she has got a pride for what you've been doing, almost like you shifted life a little bit in the last 2 years. And even though we're in the COVID and all that, you've shifted it anyway, and that you're kind of moving in a direction that is really much more genuine to who you are. And she's very grateful for that. So I want you to know that. And okay. I feel that whoever this is, the younger person she keeps talking about, I feel like there's someone that she's almost like holding them in her arms, and like there's no worries. And although her passing was a little bit longer and it was dignified, and she wants to thank you for the dignity that family was there for her, in other words. And so I want to mention that as well. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. It does. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So,
do you know if the person with her is male or female?
It feels to me, at first I thought it was a male because I kind of felt like she was cottoning up to me, like, you know, like it was okay because I've got them. But I need to say to you that normally women bring me women, men bring me men. And that screwed me up a little bit. So I need to say to you, I believe whoever this is, I feel a grace with them, a gift that they were a gift to life. They were a joy in life. They brought a lot of laughter and a lot of insight. They have a sense of bringing that joy, if you will. But I feel quite innocent with them as well. So I just need to say it's not like a, you know, it's like they didn't get to live a full life. They didn't get to get into the real trouble of life sometimes. Could you understand that, please?
Well,
no.
I mean, I do understand the part that he brought joy, and he was very close to my grandmother, but I wouldn't say he didn't get into trouble.
Okay.
I'm not trying to laugh at
what happened, but I just want you to know that what I'm sensing right now is that he's in a very good place, and there's almost a pure place that he's in, almost like your grandmother has her in his arms. And I know that he's not,
great.
You know, a little guy, but I feel that his strength really is that he did have a kind heart. And I do think that
absolutely.
The purity of heart, no matter what mistakes he made in life or what he might have done wrong, I do think that his intentions were always good. And I
yes.
just feel that around him. Okay?
Yes, right. Absolutely. Thank you.
Okay. Well, know that the love is there completely, and I'll leave that with you. Thank you. God bless.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Nancy.
Take care.
Perfect.
Bye.
Thank you.
Yeah, Joe, you're making my life a lot very easy this first time around because you have perfect timing. I don't know if that was spirit or you did that on purpose, but so our next caller is Phyllis from New York. Phyllis, are you there?
Well, these New Yorkers. Wow.
Do we have you, Phyllis?
This Phyllis from Manalapan, New Jersey.
Phyllis from New Jersey. Okay.
Yes.
We got you, Phyllis. We found you. Wherever you are, we found you. Very good.
Okay. That's great.
I hope you're having a good night. Phyllis, did you want a mini reading or did you have a question for Joe or I?
A mini reading, please.
Perfect. I'm going to turn you over to Joe.
Okay. Hi, Phyllis. How are you?
Good, Joe. How are you?
Thank you. I'm fine. I'm fine. Phyllis, let me just reach out to you for a second because as I sit here, I begin to have all this pain and stuff that I'm having stomach issues, but I also had some head pain. All of a sudden, I'm starting to get a headache, almost like I was wrenched out of life very quickly. And I feel that that whoever's with me is trying to tell me that they passed suddenly, that they really wanted to they wanted to have more life. They wanted to have a longer life. And I don't feel like this is an elderly person. I do feel like this is a younger person, younger than me, because I'm hearing the word younger, and that always means it's younger than I am, and I'm 65, so it gives you an idea that I'm feeling a lot more vibrant, a lot more, like this is a person with a great sense of humor. I feel male with this, and I feel like he and I would have gotten along, you know, like he would have been able to bust my chops if we got to know each other a little bit, you know? And
okay.
I feel like he's got this sense about him that he's very an engineering kind of a mind. Like he knows numbers in his head. He's able to figure things out really quickly. You know, he's a little bit more GQ than I am. You know, I'm kind of a frumpy old guy. He's kind of, they called himself well. But he's in a way, he's super intelligent, both not only knowledgeable academically in his own private way, but he's also streetwise. You know, he knows people and knows the things, and he's got that way about him. And I love him completely. He reminds me of my roommate Joe G from college. You know, who was a lawyer and who passed young at 51, and he reminds me of him because. It's that sense of humor that's a little bit sharp at times, you know, and like taking people's inventory kind of thing. It's like, whoa, what's that guy up to? Who dressed him this morning? You know, that type of thing. You know, it's not to be mean. It's to be funny. It's to laugh at ourselves and laugh at the world.
Mm-hmm.
And the love for you is unshakable and unbreakable. And I want you to know that. Okay.
I don't know
who Michael is, but I need to mention him, Michael. So I need to mention that. Okay. And I don't know if he's talking about somebody here or there, but I should know. But I'm trying to rush through these mini readings. They're tough. So I just want to make sure that you hear that there's a connection here, and I know that I'm right about the name. It's just I think that might be here. Okay. So
yes.
It's just the way he says it to me. And I do believe that he would have liked to be here longer. I do think he fought a good fight almost to stay here, and although it didn't take long, you see what I'm saying? And
yes,
can you understand any pieces of this, please?
Well, I'm sorry. What'd you say?
Can you understand any of this information? And if so, what
yes, absolutely. That makes a lot of sense. I believe that was my husband. Michael's not his name. That's my brother-in-law.
Your brother-in-law. Okay, good. So that's his brother, in other words.
No. My sister's husband was Michael.
Okay.
But my husband is the one that you're talking about.
Okay, thank you very much. So let me just go on a little further here, if you don't mind, okay? And then I'll leave a message for you, because I think the way I'm feeling is that the love for you is unshakable and unbreakable, like you're his girl and you always were. So I feel like there's a relationship here that was very strong. No matter what the hassles of the relationship, you guys had each other's back, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And he still does. He's been trying to come and say hello to you. He's been trying to come into your dreams. You've seen him a couple times, but he says you're not sleeping very good, so you should get some more sleep, okay?
Thank you.
You got to get one of those good Sunday naps in the carpet where you're drooling. You know, you got to get one of those. You know, and if you do, you'll know his presence. You'll see his presence. Have some questions ready to ask him, honey. Just follow him around in that crazy dream, you know, because I do feel like he is constantly with you and always wants to help you. He wished he had left things a little cleaner, a little clearer, but he did the best he could in life, and I do think he did well because he made a lot of people happy. And I just need to mention that to you, okay? So I'll leave you with that, with light and love, and God bless you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Phyllis.
Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so we have our next caller, I believe. He's Angela, right, from New York?
Yes. Yes.
Hi, Angela. How are you?
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm sorry. I'm hanging in there, hanging in there. It's snowing here, so...
I know, it's not so bad. I'm in New York too, Angela. It's terrible. Really not the best weather.
No.
So, did you want to have a mini reading or did you have a question?
Actually, I just wanted to, I would like a mini read, and I just want to tell Joe I'd like to get a hold of his book. So if he can repeat that information for me again.
What would you want? I couldn't hear you. I'm sorry.
I'd like a mini reading and to possibly know where I can get your book.
Okay, it should be online, but if not, you contact my office and we can get it to you, okay?
Okay.
And we'll do that. But I think you can get them online. If not, then just do that. But thank you for that. I appreciate that.
And Angela, I'm going to let Joe make some announcements, too, before the end of the show, so just listen in because he may have some other stuff, too, that'll help you with the books. Okay, I'll leave you to the reading. Sorry,
okay.
Joe.
Okay.
Okay,
no problem.
Thank you.
Well, Angela, I thank you so much for calling in and for your support of the Family Foundation and Joe and his first time. Isn't he doing a great job? He's doing a great job with the radio. I want to say there's as I heard your voice, Angela, I want to say there's a person here that seems to be almost giving me a bear hug. You know, I'm feeling a lot of stress around my chest and almost like my heart is failing as well. But it's almost like there's a bit of a broken heart here too as well. I want to mention that there's a man here that is kind of sitting here looking at you, and usually that's somebody very close, either a husband, a brother, a son type of a feeling with me. Mm-hmm. This is a feeling of somebody who really tried his best and worked very hard in life. And I do think school wasn't always the favorite thing, but he's smart as a whip anyway, you know. And I feel that when he's coming through, he's like looking to you, almost wanting to hand you a rose, but I want to say it's almost like handing, it's like he's protective of you, but he feels protected by you as well. So I need to mention that. And I feel that's almost a mother relationship, if you will. But as I come to this as well, I feel like he's almost apologizing for being gone. So I need to mention that also. And I know that his truth is that he's a good person and a giving person, a shirt off his back kind of guy that would have helped anybody. But he doesn't deal well with stupid, you know. He's straight up that way. And the more I get this, I do want to mention. I feel like there's a patriarchal or father figure there as well. So I need to mention that as well. Can you understand any of this? I'm a little loose here, but I need to come closer. Can I get the sound of your voice?
That's my dad. You got it. That's my father. Yeah.
He feels very strong. And, you know, he's not the kind of guy I'd slight or give trouble to. You know, he's the kind of guy I would respect, and he would demand that. Like a handshake means something, but he's not stupid enough not to get the signature kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? He seems to be a very hard worker in life. Now, I know that food's important to him, because as it is to me, but I need to mention that he feels proud of you. and all that you've been through. He says life has been kind of a roller coaster, if you will. Not everything has gone smoothly, and a lot of people's lives that's the way. But with you, there's been some real loss. And he wants you to know that he's holding you, that he's right there for you, and he's holding you up, and almost like he's got a fireman's carry there. So I don't know if he was a fireman, a policeman, or in the military, but he's got that regimented, like, I can do this kind of thing, the strength about him. Does that make sense, please?
Yes, he was in actually a few of the different militaries, and my grandmother kept writing letters to get him out of each one, but he was a mechanic, my dad. I was hoping for my son, maybe, if you might feel him. I'm glad you know my dad.
I started with a younger person, and I think that I went to your father, so I got a feeling they're both together. Yeah. So I don't know if this is recorded or not, if you recorded it, but it started out with a young man, and then it kind of shifted to the gentleman. And so just know that they're together, that there's a tremendous amount of love for you. And did your son pass very quickly, please?
No, actually, he was 2 years old, and he passed in 1985.
Okay. Well, then I think it's more your father than that went down quicker than he expected to, okay? So I'm going to let you know that the love is there and that he has them. So there you have it. Okay. So I'll let you.
Thank you.
I'll let you have that. Thank you. God bless you. Appreciate it.
Thank you. God Angela. Bless you too. Okay.
Thanks, bye-bye. Angela. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Okay, Joe. We're gonna power along to our. We're commercial free these days. So we're just moving on to the next caller, if that's all right with you. So we have Karina from California. Karina, are you on the line?
Hello.
Hi, Karina.
Hi, Karina.
Hi.
Hi,
how are you?
I'm great. How are you both?
We're good.
Good,
the Joes are good. We're doing good tonight. did you want to have a mini reading, or did you have a question for us?
A mini reading, please.
Perfect. All right,
thanks.
Take it away.
Thanks, Karina. Karina, it feels to me that there's a woman here that should have had more life herself, and I feel like she's middle aged when she passes. I have a sense that she may have been sick, because I have a sense that I am, I have like a. Something coming through me, if you will. My abdomen area, almost like it could even be womanly, is really uptight and really kind of, I'm getting a lot of, this may have been something she lived with for a while. So she may have also had some Crohn's disease or something like that that went along with this. But it just feels uptight in my abdomen area, in the intestine, as I'm coming through. She's very beautiful. She's very stunning. She took care of herself. But she's here kind of in admiration for you and who you are and what you're all about. She's kind of saying that you have always risen above the fray of trouble and kind of been uplifting to others. And she wants you to know that she appreciates that. Now, I feel that this relationship is more, I kept asking, are you mom? Are you, where are you coming from? But I don't feel that. I feel more like it's... feel look more like this could be an aunt or like a good friend that you knew that you work with. And it just seems that she wants you to know that she appreciates the caring and the upliftment and the positive things that you have said to her in life. So I do think you knew her, and I want to kind of come a little further with this, because as I come to this, I want to talk about either come a little closer, please. Thank you. I want to talk I feel like I want to talk about a Leslie or a Lisa, that type of thing. And I also want to talk about, there seemed to be someone called Kathy or Kathleen or Cal, so that sound was there as well. Can you, if you don't understand any of this, I would understand that because I'm rushing through with mini reading, but yet I feel like this woman's important. So please, can you identify some of this, please?
I feel like you were almost saying both of my daughter's names, but they're still alive.
Right.
And yeah.
Okay.
And it, who you're talking about sounds like my aunt.
An aunt, right? Correct? Okay.
Correct.
And did she have a good sense of humor, like she was, you know, took care of herself, like dolled up, but she, you know, loved shoes, and she would have, if she got to know me, she would have busted my chops, in other words. You know, she was careful with men. You know what I'm saying?
Would, yeah.
Yes, definitely. If I love her, she's wonderful that way, and she sparks my interest for sure. She's just got that way about her that, and she seems intelligent and with it. You know, she keeps up with it, as you know. I do believe she's there to help you and your girls because she's definitely around them as well, almost wanting to see a little bit more joy, and all of us could use that these days. But with you, it seems like she's trying to lead you further. She's saying don't fret that now she says I have them, so I don't know who she's talking about, but she definitely is talking about having received someone else there as well, that she is talking about the peace with that, and that will come to, you'll come to know that more. Okay, so I don't feel any worries with that. I feel very, very positive, as if she had received someone else as well. Can you understand that, please?
I'm not sure yet. So
okay,
I'm not sure yet.
Well, I don't want to worry you with that. What I want you to know is that there is someone that you both know that is within her midst and within the love that's there. But I feel a tremendous amount of love towards you and respect for you. I think just keep on keeping on. She thinks you're a champ. So I'm just gonna. I know that maybe not be the word that you'd like to hear, but she sees you as really the kind of person that can do anything she puts her mind to. So I'm gonna just say, ask her for help, and you know, speak to her once in a while, and you'll feel that courage and that power behind you as well. You've got a bit of an intuitive life yourself. You're a bit.
About 30 seconds left, John.
Okay, you're about the intuition and the your whole gift yourself is very strong, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, and
okay.
I'm working on that now.
Keep with it, she says, okay?
I will.
All right.
That was wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank
God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so, Joe, we have our next caller, Kathy from Pennsylvania. Kathy, you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Kathy. How are you?
Hello. I'm fine. How are you?
Kathy.
Hi. Do you want to have a...
I'm sorry?
I said, how's things in Pennsylvania?
Cold.
Okay.
Very cold.
Yes.
So, very
Kathy,
cold.
Did you want to have a mini reading, or did you have a question for us?
Mini reading, please.
Perfect, Joe. You're on.
Thank you, Kathy. Thank you, Kathy.
Sure. Thank you.
Okay. Kathy, I have a young man here, actually, and I feel like I want to stand at attention with him. Almost an honoring of who he is and the light that he brings to the world. So I want to talk about that, if I may. I don't know who Daniel is or Danny, but I do need to mention that name for some reason. It comes right into my head.
Okay.
I also want to mention my own name, which is Joseph Patrick John, is spinning around in my head. So almost like they're trying to get to a J, like a Johnny or James or a J name. So I need to mention that. I need to say to you that this gentleman stands taller than I am as I see him, yet I feel I feel very young with him, and I feel like he, it's almost like It might even be two people, because I feel something very young, you know, almost like a child as well. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, I see a gold circle, which always means somebody very, very young to me. But the way he stands and look at me, starts to smile like he's got my attention, but he can see I'm screwing up too. So I'm just got like almost he's laughing. But I do think he's a very, very smart guy, very, very put together. I think he lived a pretty, you know, he lived, worked hard, played hard kind of guy, you know, and really a man's man in everything he is. And I do think he's almost apologizing for making some choices that could have been a little better. But I think he really is quite sharp in the way he is. You know, that headache I had before with somebody else, that's back again. So I'm wondering, it didn't belong to that person. I'm wondering if it belongs to him. So I need to mention this head pain that I'm having. And I want to just mention that around him. What pieces of this do you understand? Please.
Well, it sounds possibly like my husband. He passed at the age of 58, so I don't know if that you would consider that.
He's younger than I am. Yep. He's younger than I am, and way too young to go, obviously.
He's very put together. He had lung cancer, but it did spread to his brain, so that could be the headache part.
Yeah, it was coming up through my carotid artery and into my head, and I, as I felt it, the headaches began to get worse. Okay, so I do think he fought a good fight to stay here, and I do think that he now his lung cancer isn't necessarily from smoking, is it? I mean, I know that he smoked, but was there something else that he worked around? Because I'm tasting chemicals in my mouth. Did he work in an industry that had a lot of chemicals?
No,
I'm just going to mention that. I know that might confuse you, and I apologize, but I know that I'm tasting this stuff in my mouth at the time, almost as if I want to go. I don't know if there's a plant around or something nearby, but I'm almost smelling it in the air, you know. And I think what he's saying is it's more than just the one thing. It's more than just the smoking. So I want to mention that, okay? Although he's put together and he's very, very sharp in who he is, and he's not as girthy as I am. You know, he's not as wide as I am. I do feel like he stands strong in who he is. And I don't know if you guys had comments back and forth about motorcycles, but he's kind of laughing about that. So I just need to, I know it might not be a laughing matter, but what was the conversation about motorcycles or something? So I need to mention that, okay?
Okay, we didn't have a conversation about motorcycles, but our sons have both gotten motorcycles.
What's that? I'm sorry.
I said we have two sons that have both gotten motorcycles.
Okay. Just know that he's around them, because it's a conversation about motorcycles and safety and all that stuff that goes on with him. So I think he's just, let him deal with it. Let him have it. I do believe he's there to help. I don't think he's gone too far away from you guys. He's right there with you, so I need to mention it. How did you understand any of the names I said?
About 30 seconds left, Joe.
Okay.
I mean, his name was Greg, so it wasn't a J, but it was a G. I mean, that's, you know, I don't understand the J.
No, I didn't get Greg. I can't take that I got that, but that's my brother's name as well. So,
mm-hmm.
I just want to know, I want you to know I see him standing there. I could draw him, and he's a handsome guy, and better looking than I am. So I just want you to know that, you know, he's with you.
He was very put together.
He's very put together, and he thinks you are too, and you're the love of his life, and it's just a lot of love and caring, but know that he's with you constantly, and that anytime he's only a thought away. So I'll leave you with that, with light and love. I'm sorry it's so short. God bless.
Thank you so much, Kathy.
All right, so, Joe, I think we have time for maybe one more reading.
And I believe we have Sarah on the line from Wisconsin.
Hi.
Sarah? Hi, how are you?
Yeah. Okay.
Hi, Tim.
Good. Good, good. So, Sarah, did you want to have a mini reading or did you have a question for Joe or myself?
I think a mini reading.
Perfect. All right.
Hi, Sarah. Okay. Hi, Sarah. How are you?
I'm all right.
Good, good. Sarah, I want to talk about a gentleman in spirit that passed some time ago now. It's not a recent passing, but it's several years ago. And I want to say to you, he keeps giving me the number 5, almost as if he might be talking about the month of May. I think that could either be a birthday or the time of passing. So I want to mention May as an important date. I almost want to go around the 3rd or 4th of May, but I need to mention that. I also want to say to you, as I'm standing with him, he's taller than I am. He's quite distinguished in how he stands and who he is. He's strong in his being, but he doesn't come off that way. He comes off more like a gentleman. He comes off very intelligent and very, very, I want to say, easygoing. He's more of a gentle giant than he is abrasive or things like that. I have a sense that he tried to keep things in control. I do smell alcohol, but I don't think that's a problem, if you will. I think it's just an something like he's just showing me that he could be social, but he's very intelligent. He has a sense that he is more of an engineering kind of a mind, if you will. Like he knows how things work and how they go. He has an interest in aeronautics or planes or something for some reason. I need to mention that as well. I also want you to know that he can be very inventive and very, very in tune with eclectically knowledgeable, if you will. Now, I feel very protective towards you with him, almost like he is, that his life didn't go exactly the way he planned, and it may have been at times difficult for others to accept it, but he wants you to know the love for you is unshakable and unbreakable, and that he is really right there. Talks about children, so I do think there's children here in the living that are still around. I think they're a little older, but that I want to talk. He keeps giving me the number 3 as well, so I'll either March or 3 kids or something like that. Can I just ask you, does any of this make any sense to you, please?
It does make sense.
Okay.
3, it could be my father, who's been passed
yes,
for quite some time.
Okay.
Yeah, and he was a paratrooper, so maybe the plane thing.
Okay.
And I have 3 children.
So three kids. Okay, so you
and I come from three children also. He had 3 children also.
Okay. And who was Anne to him or Anne? Who's Anne? Or is that a middle name of somebody?
Oh,
can I just leave that
I'm
with you?
Sure.
I know I'm right about it. So just I don't want to shove it at you, but I do want you to just hold on to it. Okay.
Yeah.
And I also want to talk to you about the way I believe that he accomplished a lot in life, but that he had a setback in his 40s that was really difficult. And it almost like jarred him, like either a change in careers, a job or something. But you all witnessed that. But you witnessed also the strength of him coming back. Does that make sense? I think it shifted life in general. Might have been.
Yeah.
Does that make sense at all? Okay. So
yeah.
He wants you to know that beyond all that, that although he's not a big I love you kind of guy, he can say it easily to you, that he wants to say that easily to you, that he wants to be around you. And despite the choices of life or some of the pains of that life, he wants you to know that he remains wholly committed to you and the kids and to your siblings as well. All right? So
yeah,
I know that this
you.
Is a short reading. Do you have a question for me, possibly?
I'm just wondering if my son is maybe with him.
Ah. Okay. so many young people today, you know?
You have about a minute or two left, Joe. You have time.
Okay, let me see if we can get... Okay, thank you. Who can I ask you who Thomas is? Do you understand that name?
I don't.
It could be living. That's why I'm trying to get it around. I'm trying to come around and ask your dad to help me bring through your son as well. I do believe he's there, but I'm not connected solely with him, and I need to get that in order to see him. Okay? And if I can see him, I probably could draw him, but I just need to make sure that I can get to him. Yes. Now, would you understand somebody who passed in an accident, if you will, not necessarily a, I'm not talking about drugs, alcohol, but in an accident, if you will, please.
Well, it was a tragedy. A tragic death, and it was not, it was an accident, but not a car accident.
Not a car accident, no.
No.
About 30 seconds, Joe, we have left.
Okay. I just need to say I don't know why I'm feeling all wet and I'm feeling all cold, but I don't want to upset you when I don't have enough time to go into it or open it up into what it all is. But I want you to know that everyone's okay where they are, and they want you to know that they're there. I think this will, I think that a medium along the way will be able to contact your son and others. So don't fret. Just believe and don't fall into the silliness. Just believe that he's there. No. I wish I could have more time to open, and I apologize for that, but God bless you, and thank you for taking what you did.
That's okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Joe, so we're pretty much at the end here. So I would like to thank you. I know, quick, right? Hour goes very, very fast. Well, of course, I would like to thank you as my very first guest for joining this evening, joining us all, and being so good about it. And, Joe, I know you have some events you wanted to just let people know about, so now would be the time. But also, the best place to contact you for a reading is on your website?
Yes, josephshield.com. Best way to go, best way to get up. And all the information is there about the different events as well. And, soon I'll be, in February 23rd, I'll be with the Infinity Foundation, a wonderful foundation out of Chicago, and it'll be online, and that's Mediumship and Spirit Art Demonstration. We'll also be doing a live online demonstration of Spirit Art, so you get to see what I do and how I do it, and that'll be then. And then March 19th, I'm doing something with Laura Worcester and Laurie Sheridan for the Home for Little Wanderers up by Boston, and it's for the Little Wanderers home is something that almost my whole life I've been a part of looking into to helping with that. My mother was when she was alive, and that type of thing. So we're doing a demonstration of mediumship and spirit, and I'll be doing my spirit art there, and I have an online 29-week program in mediumship development online as well, and you can still jump in with the first part of the psychic part if you'd like, and you can get the tapes for anything you have missed, so if you want to do that. So I hope that you can see those, and there's more and more that are coming. And once a week on Sundays, I do a free hour of power at noontime. And what that is just an inspiration and some prayers for the world. So we all get together and pray for the world. And then after that, a meditation. And I do a different meditation each week. And that's free completely. There's no donations, nothing. Just for us to come together. There's no advertising. It's just to give ourselves an hour of peace a week. So you're all welcome.
That sounds awesome. So, you're a busy guy,
God
Joe.
Bless. Well, I try to be.
You try. Well, awesome. Well, Joe, thank you. Thank you so much for coming on tonight. And I hope to have you again. Thank you. I appreciate it. And I'd also like to thank, all of our listeners for being with us tonight. And we hope that each and every day one of you finds, or all of you find your way to healing. And we invite you to go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. And please tune in next week at 8 p.m. Eastern Time for Signs of Life Light. So
thank you again, Joe, and all of you for joining us this evening. I'm Joe Peretta, and if you'd like to check out my own work, you can visit me on the web at joeperetta.com. It's P-E-R-R-E-T-A. And in the meantime, I'd like to wish you all a great and wonderful evening. And always remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away, and one day science is going to prove it. Good night, everyone.